Hey folks, this is Sam Roberts.
Hey, this is Kim Mitchell.
This is Hannah Georges.
This is Matt Mead.
This is Derry Graham from Honeymoon Suite, and you are listening to...
The Hulk Caesar Show. CHMR-FM.
CHMR-FM. Newfoundland's only alternative. Newfoundland.
Welcome to the Hulk Caesar Show. I am your host, Hulk Caesar, and with me, as always, is my handsome co-host, Mark. Now, Mark, it's nice to see you again. We were off last week. How you been?
I've been okay, everybody.
Good. Joining us on the program tonight, we have a couple of thespians from the St. John's Players, a local stage production outfit. From March 30th until April 2nd, they'll be part of an ensemble performance of Tim Firth's Calendar Girls at the Barbara Barrett Theatre in the St. John's Arts and Culture Centre. They're going to tell us all about it tonight and let you know what you can expect, what to see. Amanda Halliday and Susan Bunnell, thank you for joining us on the Hulk Caesar Show.
Thank you very much.
Well, due to the content of Calendar Girls, let's keep track of Mark tonight, see how many times he blushes. musically, we're going to spin some... Mark, you want to comment on that?
It's warm in here.
Wait, it's warm. It's just warm in here, it's true. I'll let you...
Okay.
Musically, we're going to spin some 90s tunes for your listening pleasure. To get us started, let's celebrate the arrival of what I call Mainland Spring, with Ontario's The Gandharvas and their 90s summer spring anthem, The First Day of Spring, on The Hulk Caesar Show.
My friend, don't you sit there and ruminate with your navel to contemplate. It's a beautiful day outside, time's passing you by. Thank you.
We're back on the Hulk Caesar Show on 93.5 CHMR-FM Memorial Campus Radio, and we're joined this evening by Susan and Amanda, who are part of the St. John's Players. Maybe to get us started, you can tell our listeners a little bit about the St. John's Players.
Well, they're one of the oldest theater companies, certainly the oldest, I think, theater company in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Oh, I would say, yes.
Yeah, formed back probably in the 30s, I think, sometime like that. So, you know, it's a community theater group. So everybody who is involved in the St. John's Players are volunteer. We don't get paid for the work that we do. It's for the love, not the...
We don't get paid either.
Not for the money.
So you can relate.
And St. John's Players usually does a couple of shows a year, three sometimes programs or productions a year. Now, obviously, last few years have been a bit strange.
Yes.
But as Calendar Girls, we started working on quite some time ago before the pandemic, and we're almost ready to put it on the stage when we got pulled. But it's a wonderful company. Louise Kearley is the artistic director of the company, and she's also the director of our show.
Okay. Does she direct most of the plays, or is it a rotating crew of directors?
Mostly, yes. They do have shows that other people do direct, yes.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the most memorable performances by the St. John's Players that you remember?
Oh my goodness, well, Amanda probably can think of a couple for sure, because both Amanda's husband and Amanda act with St. John's Players.
Yes.
Andrew's
done a couple, so yeah. He did Vincent, which was before the pandemic, I think. Oh my gosh, everything's a blur. Yeah, so he starred in that one-man show, which of course was, you know, made popular by Leonard Nimoy, who's in it and did it, and look it up on YouTube.
I bet. He's Leonard Nimoy, pretty entertaining guy.
It was a fabulous show.
They just recently did the Comedy Company.
Yes. Yep,
which was a war-based show. Usually there's Christmas shows. The only other show actually I've done with St. John's Players was a Christmas show. It was... I died in that one, actually, but it was funny.
Long as it's funny. Yeah.
And they've done the Christmas Carol and those kinds of productions. Lots of great productions. A few years ago, they did a wonderful play called Wit.
Yes.
I can't think of any others now off the top of my head. Yeah.
Do you do plays in a lot of different venues, or are they usually at the one or two venues? Or
St. John's Players usually sticks to the Basement Theater.
Yeah, I've never been to that theater before, actually, in the Arts Culture Center. I'm sure it's a nice theater.
Oh, my gosh,
it's intimate.
Yeah.
It's about 75-ish seats.
It's 86 now with the renovations.
Oh, perfect, yeah. So it's a small theater. It's what they call a black box theater. So unlike, you know, a stage where you have, like, the raised stage above the audience, like sort of at the Arts and Culture Center in most gymnasiums, the seating in the basement theater stops at the floor where the actors perform on the stage.
It's kind of like a basketball arena, almost, like.
Yeah, a little
You're very
bit like
close
that.
To the audience.
Wow.
Yeah, very close, so it's very intimate. It's a nice space.
It's a beautiful space.
And for those of us who've been around for a while, me included, we remember Barbara Barrett. So it's wonderful that Barbara was honored. She was instrumental in that space being put into the basement, fighting for that little theater underneath the stage. The back of wall of the acting area is actually the wall that's shared with the pit from upstairs. Yeah. So the orchestra pit goes down. And so that wall is the shared space. So your seating is sort of right underneath the seats up above.
Sort of like underground theater.
Well, it actually is,
Literally.
Yeah, literally. But what's nice about the city having a space that small, I mean, St. John's Players has also done shows at the LSPU Hall, which is a bigger venue. Mm-hmm.
And but, I know years ago they did some main stage
absolutely.
Arts and Culture Center shows, too.
What's nice about a space like that is that, you know, your outlay, your investment of money doesn't have to be as huge.
It must be a big barrier, especially if you got to fill a lot of seats to take that into account.
Absolutely true. You think about a show like Kinky Boots that just finished upstairs.
My wife just went and saw it.
Yeah, that's a, you know, big production, a lot of money. Lots of money gone into Calendar Girls, but it's a different scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How would one go about getting involved or auditioning for one of your productions?
Oh my gosh, like us on Facebook. St. John's Players has a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime there's auditions or anything like that, they post that. And, I mean, any of the theater companies, if somebody wants to get involved in theater, Shakespeare by the Sea is having their auditions very soon. You know, you can look any of those theater companies locally up to see how to get involved and, you know, front of stage, back of stage, whatever you're interested in.
Awesome. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about your upcoming performance of Calendar Girls, March 30th to April 2nd, as you said, at the Barbara Barrett Theater in the Arts and Culture Center. Here's Urge Overkill and Positive Bleeding on The Hulk Caesar Show. This is 93.5 CHMR FM and the Hulk Caesar Show. I'm your host, Hulk Caesar, and joining Mark and I live in the studio this evening are two members of the St. John's Players, Susan Bunnell and Amanda Halliday. Now, they'll be performing in the play Calendar Girls from March 30th until April 2nd in the Barbara Barrett Theater at the St. John's Arts and Culture Center. Calendar Girls is based on a true story, is that correct?
It is.
Could you tell us a little bit about it?
So it's based on a true story of a group of women in England that one of their husbands sadly falls ill with leukemia, and they decide to raise money for a new sofa for the hospital, for the like the family's room. Mm-hmm. And they do it by making a nude calendar.
Awesome.
So they're middle-aged women, and yeah, they make they
Which, you know, in the days of the Merbys calendar, doesn't seem like it's that big a deal.
No.
But in fact, it was a real game changer.
Yeah, it was.
Because there weren't, you know, if you had calendars like that, it was, you know, the one that was on the side of the wall in the garage with the Playboy.
What year would it have been that the originally happened?
That was in the 80s, I think.
Late 80s or early 90s, maybe?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And then
know.
They did a movie, and that was early 2000s, I think, mm-hmm, and with mm-hmm. Helen Mirren mm-hmm. and Julie Waters and a bunch of other people, mm-hmm, and they did mm-hmm. a movie based on it, yeah.
Yeah, all the women are part of a WI, a women's institute,
mm-hmm.
so, you know.
Seeing kind of a scandalous...
Knitting and
oh, that was 100%.
And, yeah, so...
From needlework and baking
yep,
and
yep.
learning about, you know, the history of the tea towel to spectacular views of the WI women.
Well, which character do you portray, Susan?
My name is Annie Clark in the play, and it's actually my husband who has passed away.
Okay. And then who do you play, Amanda?
I play Celia. She is one of the younger members of the group and is viewed as a trophy wife.
Now, I'm guessing with this subject matter, there must be a lot of creative blocking on stage with furniture and props. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you've seen Austin Powers, you get it.
That's kind of what I had in mind, I think.
The passing of fruit strategically placed. You know, this is a really beautiful play, mostly about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Calendar Girls is about a group of women who explore aging and aging beautifully and gracefully, who are really exploring friendship. That's really what the play's about. And then there's that one little salacious little scene where they shoot the calendar.
The premiere scene, I would imagine, of the play originally, I guess, the Virgil story, it must
yes.
have been like you say, quite scandalous.
Yeah,
it definitely attracted a lot of attention worldwide.
Yeah, but they raised hundreds of thousands of
pounds. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take another quick break, and then we'll talk a little bit about your creative influences and some past projects. Here's a track from 5440. It's One Day in Your Life on the Hulk Caesar Show. Welcome back to the Hulk Caesar Show right here on 93.5 CHMR-FM Memorial Campus Radio. Joining us tonight from the St. John's Players, it's Susan and Amanda, and they'll be performing in the play Calendar Girls from March 30th to April 2nd in the Barbara Barrett Theater at the Arts and Culture Center right here in St. John's. Have you both been performing for a long time, or are you newer to it? How about you, Susan?
I have been performing for a long time, but I took quite a break. I was acting professionally, really, when I was young.
Here on the island?
Yep, before I got married. And then I left it for a long, long time, you know, career, had kids, etc. Then I felt like I was too old to get back to it. And in 2015, I got up the nerve to audition for a show, and I've been steady belt ever since. Just love it. It's my, it's my thing that gives me joy.
Yeah, that's this thing for me. Mm. How about you, Amanda?
So I actually started acting very young, 4 or 5, because I was a loud mouth and wasn't shy, so it would be, you know.
Sounds familiar to me.
Throw something in her hand, because she'll do it. And then I actually, Barbara Barrett was basically my mentor for theater, so I joined Phoenix Theater Group. I was 9, and I was cast in the role of little girl, and in the program they called me real little girl. And then I acted all throughout, you know, junior high and high school. I did some stuff in university. I did my very first paid gig and did like a Health Canada video.
Did you do the Mundrama thing? I was in Mundrama.
I did a little bit of Mundrama. but I did do some of the courses here for the theater and all that kind of stuff. So
me too.
Skidmore and all them. and then sort of the same story. Then, you know, life got a little bit hectic, and it got harder to be able to do it. I coached figure skating professionally for 10 years, and that didn't really allow me much free time.
Of course.
And then I got married and had children, and So Calendar Girls was actually the very first show that I auditioned for in probably 15 years.
Awesome.
So I got up the courage and I said, I'm going to do it. And I went in and I auditioned. And now I've been waiting 3 years to do it.
Now, for anyone who's not aware, who was Barbara Barrett?
Oh my gosh, who was Barbara Barrett?
Barbara Barrett was, she's a war bride. Mm-hmm. And she came back here with her husband, Arthur.
The love of her life.
The love of her life.
They loved each other.
The day that she passed. God rest her soul. She was the center operator. She was the center director for a very long time. And she really valued community-based theater, and she found a lot of importance in it. She also really loved children's theater.
She did.
Yeah. She loved children's theater, and I mean, a lot of my experiences as a young girl was doing children's theater with her, and I actually directed.
Me too, Amanda.
Shows. Yeah, did you really?
Yeah.
Because she encouraged me to. She was like, I love this piece. It was called King Grumbletum and the Magic Pie.
And I did like, Puss in Boots.
And that's the show where Andrew and I met. But you weren't directing it.
Not a different Puss in Boots.
No, it was different Puss in Boots.
No, you would have been too widow.
Too widow. But yeah, I mean, Mrs. B was, for anybody who knows her, it's hard to find the words to describe just how incredible. I count myself very lucky that she sort of took me under her wing and adopted me as her own. And
There's lots of us who have that very similar story with Barbara, for sure, yeah.
So it sounds like she was definitely an influence on you. Did you have any other influences growing up, as far as acting goes?
Oh, my God, Gord Billard. He was my IJ at IJ Sampson. He was a teacher. He only ever taught me one course, but he ran the drama club. And actually, oddly enough, I just did last May, June. Mm-hmm. I did The Hollow with Theater CBS, which Susan directed, and I actually got to share the stage with Gord. That was really exciting because I've never actually acted in a show with him, only been directed by him.
It was a teacher for me, too. I had a junior high school teacher named Bill Raymond, who was the one who first sort of turned me on to performance and acting, and Yeah. Funny how teachers have that kind of influence on really you in your life. Yeah.
I had a teacher told me I could either take French or I could take drama, and he was a drama teacher. Mm-hmm. So I went right into drama.
I did the Stephenville Festival when I was in... the Stephenville Festival used to have a program for a camp kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I got to work with Maxim Mazumdar a couple of times, so he was certainly a great influence on me as well.
Awesome. All right, we'll be right back with our community announcements after Sonic Youth featuring Chuck D with Cool Thing on The Hulk Caesar Show. Now time on the Hulk Caesar Show for community announcements. Ladies, would you mind helping me with one of these?
Of course.
All right. No problem. Susan, I'll give you this one. You can go first.
Okay. Well, meeting affordable housing goals in St. John's requires creativity and innovative approaches from the local housing sector. If you have an interest in this market and want to learn more about emerging approaches in housing, join us for the Innovative Housing Design Information Session, Tuesday, March 28th, 10 a.m. to noon, Foreign Green Room, City Hall. Guest speakers will include Stella Circle, Universal Design Network NL, the Birch Center for Learning and Development, and the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. Register today by visiting the link on the City of St. John's Facebook page.
Oh, she card read good.
So skilled.
Well, it helps that I wrote it.
Oh, I guess so, eh? I didn't even think about that. That's a good one.
That's not fair.
Did you really?
Yeah, City of St. John's.
Actually
wrote the promo?
I'm the communications director. For
that's funny.
That's unfair. She got
that's
an unfair
that's
advantage.
Perfect. Well, you gotta write your own, you know?
I feel the stress now. Amazing. CNIB didn't have anything to share.
I wasn't going to be able to keep up to begin with.
CBS band Rocks the Rock. It's a symphonic wind rock and roll concert featuring the CBS Concert Band and the CBS Jazz Band with special guests, CBS Community Youth Choir.
CBS is everything.
It is. CBS. Saturday, March 25th, 2023 at the Johnson Geo Center, 175 Signal Hill Road, St. John's. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and concert starts at 8. Bar service will be available. Again, that's at the Johnson Geo Center, 175 Signal Hill Road, St. John's.
They had me at bar service is available. Here you go, Merrick.
I don't know if I should be reading this to professionals. Hulk. Friday, April the 21st at the Ellis Pugh Hall, it's A Case of You, the Songs of Joni Mitchell. Enjoy an evening of all of your favorite Joni Mitchell classics performed by fantastic local musicians such as Colleen Power, Jenny Gear, Vicky Hines, Jill Porter, and many, many more. Tickets are $50, and you will see over 10 different performers. For more information, please visit www.lspuhall.ca or call them at 753-4531.
It's pretty good, Mark.
I'll go to that.
I guess we're all going to have to go to area code camp here soon, right? Because are we going to go to the 10 digits here in Newfoundland at some point? I still see everything listed without the 709. Now, I lived in BC for 20 years, so I already went through area code camp.
I will fight it off with all of my strength.
Now, Mark, a monkey can learn 9 digits. You're not stupider than a monkey, are you?
Lazier.
What kind of monkey, right? That's just to ask. All right. Have you ever wondered what disc golf is or wanted to give it a try? Come out to the St. John's first Disc Golf Putting League. The league is a 6-week long event every week on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Kitty Vitty Brewery Tap Room. Price is $50 for all 6 weeks or $10 a night if you just want to drop in and try it out. And there'll be prizes and fun throughout the night. Disc golf is very popular in Vancouver when we were there. I'm sure it's going to get really popular here if we can have 4 or 5 weeks when it doesn't snow. All right, as always, community announcements are a free service of CHMR-FM and the Hulk Caesar Show, and if you have something you would like mentioned on air, you can submit your announcements by visiting our website, www.hulkcaesar.com, and clicking the button at the top of the page that says Community Announcements. From Sarah McLachlan's 1993 record, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy, it's Ice on the Hulk Caesar Show.
The ice is thin, come on, dive in. Underneath my lucid skin, the cold is lost, forgotten. Hours pass, days pass, time stood still. Light gets dark and darkness fills my secret heart, forbidden. Like the show. exercise, as if your God has passed you by. Well, hey, ooh, that's your deception. Your angels speak with jilted tongues. The serpent's tail has come undone. You have no strength.
And we're back, caught off guard there chatting. Welcome back to the Hulk Caesar Show right here on 93.5 CHMR-FM, Memorial Campus Radio. Joining us tonight from the St. John's Players, it's Susan Bunnell and Amanda Halliday. They'll be performing in the stage play Calendar Girls from March 30th until April 2nd in the Barbara Barrett Theater at the St. John's Arts and Culture Center. Now, ladies, you both have children. Susan, yours are adults, and Amanda, I believe you have young children. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Mark, how old is your child again?
Mine is 10 years old.
10 years old. Okay. Now, Susan, were your children involved with theater in grade school?
No, not really. My daughter a little bit. But my daughter was a dancer, did a lot of ballet. And when she got in high school and university, she did a lot of shows at the Arts and Culture Center as a dancer.
Wow.
So, you know, tangentially, I suppose. She was certainly a performer. My son, on the other hand, he was an athlete, basketball.
Oh, basketball player, eh?
Hockey player.
Oh, yeah. Now, Amanda, how old are your children?
My daughter is 7 and my son just turned 4.
Oh, wow. If you could only choose one, would you prefer your children to grow up happy or grow up popular?
Oh, happy.
Okay, I thought you might say that. Now, Mark, would you like to try and make a case for why popular is more important?
That would be a tough case.
I thought you might have something.
I believe popularity may come with more money.
Mark's so very popular, security. But he seems like he's pretty happy too. So
popularity doesn't last.
No, I don't know anything about popularity, so I'm just on the outside looking in.
I really can't make any comment because I did not grow up popular.
I assume they're popular because they have money. So when I think about it, maybe my original statement is backwards.
Okay.
Oh, actually, yeah, that's a fair. Yeah.
Mm. They say money doesn't equal happiness, but I'm not sure about that.
It can buy you some happiness, that's for sure.
At least rent some for a while. Yeah. Do you hope your children get into theater and stuff when they get older?
My daughter actually already kind of is. So she does dance as well. She does tap and hip-hop and ballet. She's also doing a musical theater course right now, so she's loving that. There's lots of singing going on in my house. We actually filmed her first audition tape last weekend.
Amazing.
She sang Frozen, one of the songs from Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, everything is about Frozen.
Of course.
When you're 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, my son, he's already fairly entertaining, to be honest with you. And given the fact that both of their parents are entertainers and then their aunt and uncle have a band, I would find it highly unlikely if they didn't enjoy entertaining in some way, shape, or form.
Now, you guys are going to be performing in Calendar Girls from March 30th to April 2nd right here at the Arts and Culture Center. Are you going to be putting off any more shows after that?
Well, we're actually taking the show to the Provincial Drama Festival.
Ooh, where does that take place?
Very excited about Grand Falls, the big road show.
Wow.
no, it's that annually there's a drama festival for community theater companies, mm-hmm. and this year it's in Grand Falls, mm-hmm. and so we're very excited about doing that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Is it a multi-day thing out there? Like, they have plays for a couple days? Or yeah.
Each company performs on a different night. So we perform on Tuesday the 11th.
That's right. And I'm also performing with School Zone in the Twilight Zone on Friday night. So I'm doing two shows.
what's the Twilight Zone one?
The Twilight Zone is, they're locally adapted scripts from Twilight Zone episodes.
Oh, yeah? That's amazing. You know, something I wanted to do on this show, but I had trouble finding the scripts, was I wanted to get some Three's Company scripts and have people come on and cold read from the scripts.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find them. I could find them, but they're just transcribed, so they don't have, like, who's who. It's just, like, a big dump of all the words that are said.
Not really helpful.
All right, yeah, let's go to one more track, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. From the album Teenager of the Year, here's the Pixies' Frank Black and Headache on the Hulk Caesar Show.
This wrinkle in time can't give it no credit. I thought about my space. Now it really got me down. I got me so down, I got me a headache. My heart's crammed in my cranium, and it still knows how to
We're back on the Hulk Caesar Show with our special guests, Susan and Amanda, from the St. John's Players. And from March 30th until April 2nd, they'll be performing in the stage play Calendar Girls at the Barbara Barrett Theater at the St. John's Arts and Culture Center. Now, I was somewhat of an actor myself in high school, and I once starred as Aladdin in the musical Aladdin. Now, of course, that was before cellular telephones could capture the moment, but I'm pretty sure somebody has it on a camcorder tape somewhere, and if you do... somebody in the Kennedy family, I think somebody from your family is recording it, so you can check your tapes. Do you remember any adolescent plays you were in, or lip sync contests, or anything like that that stand out?
Yes, my best friend and I actually were cast in this show. I think we were in grade 5, so it was at our elementary school, and I played the role of. It was basically a teacher, and she played a sad sack. And that was her name, Sad Sack. And she dressed in a hefty bag. And my job was to, as the teacher, make her happy. And I can still see, and I mean, we've been friends now for 36 years, and I can still see Melissa in that hefty bag, just just so not happy about that role.
That's amazing. That's, I'm sure that's where she wants her fame on the radio.
And I'm sorry for bringing it up now.
Anything come to mind for you, Susan?
Oh, nothing is nearly as entertaining as that.
Sorry.
I certainly recall doing things in having a lot of great fun in high school, experimenting with different shows. And one of the first shows that I remember, like an actual play that I was in, was The Devil and Daniel Webster. And I came across a picture of it the other day. There I am in my wedding dress, all of about 13 or something like that, you know, getting married to Daniel Webster.
Yeah. Oh, if you check out my Instagram, hulk.caesar, you'll find a picture of me. I posted last Christmas of me dressed up like an elf and crying in the living room. I don't know why I was crying. I didn't want to go, I would imagine, but I looked like I was 11 or 12. How about you, Mark, anything?
Yes, I was once put on stage. I had to wait for my older brother, he's 6 to 7 years older than myself, to walk home after school. And he was quite a good tap dancer. So they once put myself, 7 years younger than every other dancer on the stage, in front of the crew, front and center on the stage for a tap dancing recital in front of what I thought was every single person in St. John's. I was perhaps in grade 2. And I broke down and cried.
Oh, no.
I had to leave the stage. It was a horrible memory.
Thank you for bringing it up and making him relive that.
Oh, boy, that's going to keep me warm on those cold winter nights. How do you feel right before you go on stage? Do you have any sort of routine to psych yourself up or anything?
I do. I don't know what you do. I have a routine. I usually spend some time. I try and get in and walk the stage by myself. We have warm-up exercises and things like that we will always do. I think if you don't have butterflies, it's a source of stress. It's better to have a few little butterflies. It gets you pumped up and ready to go, hopping around, get the blood flowing, that sort of thing, yeah.
I like to listen to some music while I pace the stage.
Yeah.
I like to be able to be there in time to take my time to get ready and get dressed and put my makeup on and do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically, just before they give us like our call to go backstage, I like to brush my teeth.
Let's feel fresh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We bought new toothpaste yesterday, and it said in the box, you'd feel 7 times fresher than normal. No.
Wow.
A, I don't know how fresh I feel now, but I feel if I was 7 times fresher, that would be too fresh. How about afterwards? Do you have trouble winding down from a performance?
Sometimes. I tell you, this show is exhausting. You know, it's really great fun, but we have multiple costume changes. I don't know. I got 8 or 9 or something
like that.
Oh, it's
crazy. It's
and,
a lot of clothes.
It's a very props-heavy show. It's emotional for me. I'm doing a fair bit of crying, so it's an up and down kind of thing. And so by the time you get done at 10 o'clock at night, you know, you're tired, right? Mm-hmm. It's exhausting.
We're all pretty much on stage, the girls, the entire show. Like, there are very few scenes where we're not all there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're standing up, you're engaged constantly, your brain is thinking about the next line that's coming while at the same time trying to react what's happening on stage. So it's mentally tiring, but it's physically tiring too, so.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take one last break, and then we'll come back and say our goodbyes. From their 1997 record, Maybe It's Me, here's Treble Charger and Kareen on the hulk-caesar Show.
Dragging me along.
Well, that's about all the time we have for this evening. I'd like to thank today's guests, Amanda Halliday and Susan Vanell from the St. John's Players, for joining us. And you can check them out at the Barbara Barrett Theater from March 30th until April 2nd, performing Tim Furst's Calendar Girls. Ladies, break a leg, and Mark, you can break both yours. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. It was great fun.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, so in my other life, I work for the CNIB, which is the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. Mm-hmm. And we actually work with a wonderful organization, a group of volunteers called Wheels for Wishes. And they raise money for our guide dog program.
Amazing.
Specifically for buddy dogs for children with sight loss.
Awesome. Great.
So they are winding up for this year. They are having their event on July 15th, which I'm going to get them to come back and talk to you about it.
Awesome.
And yeah, they've raised $50,000 a year for us since 2020.
So. Amazing. What a great cause.
It's a fabulous thing. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to plug, Susan?
No, and I will say Wheels for Wishes is an awesome organization, so that's good.
Awesome. All right, well, you can find our show in the archive, including over 80 interviews with everyone from international rock stars to local legends at www.hulkcaesar.com. If you'd like to be a guest on the Hulk Caesar Show, you can reach out via the website as well. Join us next week for the Hulk Caesar Show, when our guests will be musicians Jody Richardson and Nicole Hand, and they'll perform live in studio for us. Until then, this is Dinosaur Jr. and their cover of the Cure classic, Just Like Heaven, on 93.5 CHMR-FM, Newfoundland's only alternative.
Must have been asleep for days, a moving limb.